This is Grame, where a trip to the dentist becomes a rabbit hole into environmental psychology, licensing law, and the philosophical question of what a waiting room should actually sound like.
Graham Smith has been digging into exactly that, the audio environment inside clinical spaces, from the research on how sound shapes stress and calm, to the surprisingly tangled compliance picture around music licensing in healthcare settings. Let's start with what's actually wrong with the current sonic wallpaper in clinics. The setup is this. Most clinics treat audio as an afterthought, a Spotify playlist, a radio, something to fill the silence, without asking whether that audio is doing any good or possibly some harm in a space where people arrive already dysregulated.
The post, "The Strange Problem Hidden Inside Clinic Waiting Rooms," puts it plainly. Waiting rooms and consult rooms are emotional transition spaces. People arrive anxious, uncertain, overstimulated, vulnerable, sometimes in pain, sometimes carrying difficult news.
So the gap is between what the environment demands and what a random algorithmic playlist delivers. Entertainment media is designed for engagement, novelty, stimulation, the opposite of what someone bracing for a difficult conversation actually needs.
Which is where the research post comes in. What research says about sound in clinical spaces lays out what the alternative actually looks like in practice, and it's a fairly specific list.
Low salience, low cognitive load, minimal lyrical content, restrained harmonic movement. The post offers a useful rule of thumb. If staff can hum it after one pass, it's probably too musical for a clinical environment.
That line does real work. It reframes the whole brief. Not music selection, but something closer to environmental architecture. Less like choosing a playlist, more like choosing the lighting temperature.
That framing is exactly where Environ comes from. An experimental system built around low arousal audio environments, designed specifically for healthcare spaces. Still in early piloting, but grounded in that environmental psychology thinking, rather than wellness cliches.
And the moment you treat sound as infrastructure rather than entertainment, the compliance question gets a lot more interesting.
The compliance picture is the other side of this. Even if a clinic wants to do the right thing, the path isn't obvious. And the double compliance problem hidden in clinics argues it's actually two separate problems stacked on top of each other.
The post describes it this way. Most consumer streaming services, Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube Music, and others, are designed and licensed for personal use, not commercial public playback environments.
So the upshot is that a clinic can hold a valid public performance license through something like One Music NZ and still be outside the terms of the platform they're actually streaming from. Both layers have to be satisfied, and many clinic owners seem only dimly aware the second layer exists.
It's the kind of compliance gap that hides in plain sight, vaguely heard about through forums, never quite resolved. Turns out, just put Spotify on is doing a lot of quiet legal work nobody signed off on.
Which loops back to the environmental design question. Once you accept that consumer streaming probably isn't the right tool, you have to ask what the right tool actually is. And that's the opening Environ is designed to fill.
Sound as architecture. Licensing sorted by design. The infrastructure framing does double duty.
The thread running through all of this is that clinical spaces have been treated as passive environments. Sound just happens in them rather than being designed for them.
Once you start pulling that thread, the licensing, the psychology, and the environmental design all turn out to be the same question. More of that next time.